Roll call, please.
Weagle.
Here.
Worry.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Simpson.
Here.
And before you, we have minutes of May 23rd. From the council.
Yep.
Anybody corrections or questions?
That does not look good.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think that to the date. I said that in the Board of Works, and I've got to think it. That can't be May 23rd.
No, it can't be.
Maybe the 14th.
I thought something was really with that, but I thought, no, there should not be a mistake with that.
Yeah.
So that had to be
14th.
Yeah, 14th. I'm going to check that on the Board of Works date as well.
Okay.
So, more questions?
Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented with the one change to the date.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Ben and seconded by Cole. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify with the right hand. 4 passed, 1 abstained. And it has passed. The next up is the ordinance 2013-15 amending the zoning ordinance regarding signage. It's the second reading. Is there any discussion on this prior to? Rosie, would you read this by title only, please?
Ordinance 2013-15, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Columbia City, specifically Chapter 11, Signs.
Okay, like I say, this was presented to us before by Mr. David Sewell. And has anybody had any comments or questions?
I wasn't here last month, but I called Mr. Sewell and had my questions resolved by him, so I have no issues with it.
Okay, can I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve ordinance 2013-15 on second reading.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Ben, seconded by Jackie. All those in, is there any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. And it has passed unanimously. Next ordinance is up. It's for a first reading. Is ordinance 2013-16, amendment to the sewage service. First reading. Marcia or Mike, you want to, or Kelly, wanted to discuss this ordinance change?
I can. Basically, it's the same ordinance as we had before. We just changed some of the wording on it, that anything that is in place now basically is grandfathered in, so anything after the date of this passed that's listed in there will be illegal. So basically we're grandfathering everything that is out there right now.
Because that's basically one of the things I think you had brought up earlier, you know, in this ordinance, that, you know, how it was going to handle all the things that are basically wrongly connected.
Yes.
So I think that takes care of that in this ordinance.
So how would we handle it if doing work out in front of the house, you find that I'm tapped in there? What happens then?
Well, depends when it was put in. I don't know. I would assume that if you were tapped in, that it would be before this, that you would not do it afterwards.
Because basically, I mean, like for instance, when we found something that was connected to it, like we found on South Line Street, where we ran into that one tap that tapped into our storm sewer from a cell phone. If we find something like that, Do we have to reconnect it, or do they have to?
That's really my question, is what happens with that?
My honest opinion, they're all illegal, whether it was before or after. But with this, this has changed to try to make everybody happy. I don't know how you're going to tell whether it was an old one, one that was grandfathered in, or whether it's a new connection. I'm not sure.
Well, I guess I don't know that that matters to me as much as are we going to, if we find it, if we're doing work and we disconnect it while we're doing work, we're not going to reconnect it, are we?
I would think not. No. My opinion, I say no. It doesn't get reconnected. But then.
Is that something that should be addressed in this ordinance?
Well, I mean, it does say applies to illicit connections made after the date. So if you've disconnected it, go to reconnect it. That's a connection made after the date. But I can certainly, you know, I can certainly come up with some language to say at any point it is disconnected, reconnection is a new connection after the date of this ordinance. I mean, I could definitely define that. Would that solve your
Well, that's my concern, is I just don't want, I mean, I get that we're not going to go out there and, you know, police that all these ones that are already connected, but if we're doing work, we don't certainly don't want to reconnect them to something that they shouldn't be connected to.
So is that consensus from the rest of the council, or?
I think it needs to be clear what happens if a connection is found that is illegally connected when we're doing out there doing work. So is it, you know, they have 30 days to fix it, or do we just disconnect it and we have the problem that we had before?
I would agree that it should be spelled out.
Because anything after this date of this being signed, an inspector should have signed off on from the way this reads. Unless they hook it up themselves.
So is that language that we can place in this then as well?
What I just was talking about? I mean, right. In fact, if it's ever disconnected, any reconnection is, and if the reconnection is in violation of this, then it's a violation. Yeah. So I'll add that in. I mean, I agree, because I can see somebody asking that question. I mean, it's pretty simple. Any connection after the date of this in violation is a violation.
Right.
But
well,
know,
if we sever that connection,
mm-hmm.
then what happens to their stuff that was coming down before? If it's not going into our pipe, doesn't it go the other way?
I guess they need to run it to a storm drain then.
But I mean,
or
that's my point.
Depending, you know, what was coming through. You know, I don't know. It depends on what was covered. If it's a sump pump, then yeah, it shouldn't be disconnected. If it's their floor drain, I don't know. Is it conveying storm water or wasn't it conveying? So it's huge. It can go anyway.
Well, either way, it sounds like that, you know, it'd be a new reconnect, and it's going to have to be obviously ran a different at the homeowner's expense to remedy that situation.
How many connections? I mean, are you aware of any connections outside of a building that are connected directly into the sewer system, or would that more be the storm sewer? Because this here is on the sewer.
Do you mean like a commercial structure that's connected?
Well, we talk about like downspouts or drains. I mean, most of that would be internal, correct?
Internal.
Inside the structure.
Inside.
So if you guys are out working on something, the likelihood that you're going to discover something connected to the sewer is not real high as compared to connected to the storm sewer. Is that not the case?
Correct. That would be correct. Because, yeah, if it's inside of it, we're not going to see it. Unless we happen to be inside for some reason, which, like I stated before, I'm not going to name, but, yeah, there is. It is a commercial building. in town that does have a very sophisticated system that pumps directly into the sanitary sewer. And it's for, you know, if it happened to get high water, rainwater, or something like that, that's what it's for. But, you know, I won't name where it's at, but they are out there. And, yeah, we never would have known that if we weren't in there for a reason. But yeah, typically if it's on the inside, yeah, we're not going to know about it. And from the original, like I said, I'm not going to go door to door. We can't go door to door and inspect people's basements and garages and everything like that.
So the likelihood that you are out working on something and disconnect something that's illegal to connect is not real high.
Not for our department. I mean, because we don't do any digging. But, you know, if sewer department would have to be digging or doing something like that, or contractor would have to be digging and they would find something, you know, hopefully they would let us know and know, you know, yeah, that can't be connected or shouldn't be connected.
Well, it could happen after you replace some of the, I guess, stress on storm drainage. But, you know, if we have when do we go with that project on the southeast side or southwest side of town, there could be some connections there that might have to be reevaluated. That's a definite possibility when you're replacing that many, that much pipe could obviously be some realistic connections that have to probably be looked at. So
would it be much work to add that to? Just to find that any connection, any disconnect after this point, and reconnect is considered a new connection.
Right, we already talked about that.
No, I'm saying, would that be, I mean, if we table this, that's not too much to add that.
No, and you can actually pass it on a first reading with that included.
Okay.
I mean, you could go ahead and pass the first reading with the addition of this language, you know.
She had it to bring back.
Okay.
If you wanted to do that.
So I make a motion, we approve ordinance 2013-16 with the additional language defining if a connection is disconnected, that the reconnect becomes a new connection.
Yeah.
I'll second.
Okay, I got a motion by Ben, seconded by Bill. Did we accept that? Did we read this by title? We did not.
No.
So,
I think motion removed by three by title.
Yes. Seconded by title only.
Second
by Nicole. Leslie, please read the ordinance by title only, please.
Ordinance 2013-16, an ordinance amending Chapter 51, Sewage Service of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
All right. Now?
And now, Ben's.
Thank you. Got your problem on
there. Have you already made a motion? Make a motion, we approve ordinance 2013-16 with the additional language defining when an illicit connection is grandfathered, illicit connection is disconnected, that the reconnect is a new connection, which will be bound by the terms of this ordinance.
I second.
Okay. Now we got it. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by right hand. Pass unanimously. Looks like we're all ready to department reports. Mark.
Okay. Still moving along a little bit on our pavilion. Basically, we have concrete to finish up around the outside and then paint the floor in there, and then we'll be ready to go. And the new bathrooms, I said last meeting would be May 31st if it delivered. It's actually moved back a couple weeks to June 12th. That's kind of the quickest I can get it here, I guess. So that's the latest on that. The pool did open this past weekend. Obviously, it was cold, so it wasn't very busy. They closed early yesterday because of the weather. But once school's out, it'll be open every day. But again, it'll be open this weekend. So people want to come visit. Should be hopefully decent weather for it. The Mother Son event a couple Fridays ago at Bates Crossing went really well. Had at least 70 people out there, and it was a good night. Ended up being nice. Had a 2-day meetings with the Aquatic Task Force and different community people to talk about the pool idea, which you might have read something in the paper about that. Some of my task force members and people from the YMCA and the schools met with them and just had a really good conversation. I felt really good about how things went. Next step for them is to come back in 45 days or so to meet with everybody again and to kind of show the potential plans for what they perceive our needs are. And I think some of them are big dreams and what we really, something small and what they really think we need. And of course, the cost is going to be a big part of that too. So they were really pleased with everybody and real thankful for the people that came. So that was a good 2 days. Tomorrow I'll meet with Tim along the ball here to discuss trail markings. We've talked about the culvert system on the trails, so we're going to talk about that. And then lastly, this Saturday, there's a cricket tournament going on at the park all day. So if you're interested in seeing something different done, these teams are coming from all over the state. We're hoping it doesn't get rained out. If it does, we'll have to postpone it to potentially the next Saturday afternoon when our fields are available. So, but there's teams from all over coming this Saturday to play cricket at the park, so it'll be a little different.
What is it?
Cricket.
Cricket?
Yeah.
It's like English baseball.
Yeah. I've seen them practice on Sunday.
Yeah.
There's a team that came in.
They're the ones putting it on, so they wanted to play on the field. So.
Yeah. That's pretty neat. And got, let's see, 15th. June 15th. The opening day first. Well,
kind of a red what we call that, like a
sponsor day.
Sponsor day slash recognition day for softball.
Okay, on the 15th. More recognition for sponsoring our teams.
Yes. Kind of, the weekends start getting pretty busy.
Yes.
Every weekend there's something going on.
Everything.
Yeah.
Any questions from Mark? Mike's
up. In the last week, we set up the chemical feed pump for the spike pad so it can be open this past weekend. We've done our first round of testing on that today, even though it wasn't, I don't think anybody used it today. We operated it and done the first round of sampling off of it. You guys worked on a couple stations and been having some issues with some pumps. They pulled one that's in the shop right now for repairs. They also done some pump maintenance at the facility. Turned out our one of our return pumps was not working. They thought something was in it. So they lifted that pump, went to clean it out, and they found out that it was just airlocked at that point. So they dropped it back in. It was working fine, so we didn't have any issues there. If you remember, I talked about our EQ basin when we had that large rain last month, that some of the things on it did not work when they were supposed to. A lot of those, part of it was programming issues and some of it was equipment issues. So the programmer was in Friday, was there for about 4 or 5 hours and added a bunch of stuff to it that we didn't have before, that when we went through this the first time, it'd be nice to have this. So he's got, it'll record the start and stop times if anything discharges out of that tank for 5 different events. It will show the day before, it'll show the previous day totals of flows, times, and everything, which will be beneficial to us when we go to make out a report. Things that weren't on there before, and he programmed into us. He put a test button in for the sampler. The sampler did not work during that event. Now all we have to do is click on the screen. It'll simulate a flow, and the sampler should try to take a sample so we can test it monthly, weekly, whatever we decide to make sure that it's going to work like it's supposed to. So I was very pleased with the things that he was able to accomplish. Done some tank cleaning at the end of last week, and we've also helped the Soil and Water Conservation District, the new guy, with they done some wet weather sampling. They have to do wet weather and dry weather river and stream samples. So that was the first time doing that. So I sent my pre-treatment coordinator out with him and trained him on the sample collection. What?
I'm sorry, your time's up.
Apparently my time is up. That's all I have.
Questions for Mike? Sir Thomas.
on my fancy iPad, I'd just like to say that, I just want to remind everybody that we have a golf outing this Saturday. If anybody's interested in putting the team together, it'd be much appreciated. So, other than that, you've all got my report. There'll be a new one coming out next week.
Questions for Tom? Mr. Deere.
Last week we sampled a new water main on Frontage Road, and both samples passed. And then we started hooking up some of the businesses. We got like four or five of them done last week. We ran a new inch and a half service line for the new restroom at the back of Morris's Park and got it all connected out in the meter pit there by the drinking fountain. And then we repaired some shutoffs, a couple on Oak Street and one on Shinman that wasn't working right, and put all new fittings in the meter pits there. And then we done a flow test at 600 East and Rail Connect for a possible new business that might be locating out there. We turned on one new service in Eagle Glen, and then we still continue to, Cindy keeps everything mowed up at the water plant, maintenance facility on Tire of Union at the water towers. And we tried to, we got a few more of the yards fixed up from where we dug earlier this year, so just slowly moving along.
I finally got the rest of the superintendents converted to paper, and I worked with Sean 2 weeks ago at the Board of Works and Council meeting, and got him instructed on how to get your reports on your iPad. Now here tonight, everybody's got the paper and I don't, so I feel that I was left out of the loop for some reason. But anyway, here's my report. Of course, we went downtown and installed the flags for the Memorial Day Parade. Finished cutting down a tree on Hannah Street, picked up all the wood and chips, ground the stump. Changed the transformer that was leaking on the airport road. Tested regulators. We also installed a new service on the airport road. We, held interviews for two new employees. We'll make an announcement on the results of our interviews and our choice of the two selectees. We had a call again at South Whitley. We changed the arresters at Crater Meats. We put 8 photocells up on Kilby Trail. This is in order for us to get the power for the new scoreboard. And worked on the lights on Duval Field because they wouldn't operate. And we paralleled the lines at Oakview Tool because they were having some low voltage. That's it. And I want to thank everybody for my recognition on my retirement. I sure do appreciate it. I'll miss everybody. Had a great 10 years, believe me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any questions, LR?
So what are you doing to retire?
I got lists from several different people. One my son, the other my wife. So it looks like I'll be pretty busy.
That's good.
All right. Well, thank you again. I know we said that a bunch of times, but I don't know if we can say it enough. So thank you very much for your time. All of us have learned something.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Tim. Thursday we have a command staff meeting scheduled again, just to keep in touch with everybody and pass a few things on. Planning for Old Settlers has begun. I know it's, I can't believe it's time for Old Settlers again almost already, but we're organizing all the manpower for that week for the parade and the hundreds of signs that we need to put out. Officers continue to attend a lot of outside training courses. We've got guys weekly going to lots of different training courses. Just want to say that the third shift officers, both city and county, both, and Detective Stevenson did a good job last week with investigating, apprehending some suspects in an attempted burglary at Low Bob's. Like Mark said, tomorrow we meet to discuss some possible plans for the River Greenway and some possible markings on the trail for safety reasons. Monday, we have students from Mayor Avery will be touring the police department, so that'll take up most of the day Monday. And our new website will be out in the next couple of days. Gina's been able to spend a lot of time working on that, so the next couple of days it'll be up and running. That's it.
Question for Tim?
Kelly?
We have a few concrete jobs we've been working on. One for Mike, he has a spot at a water leak that we're going to fix for him, and then we have something on Diamond where Wygen's put in the storm sewer that we need to get concrete poured back in there. Still working out in Heritage on some of those ramps. We have an actual trainer coming in that's ADA with ADA solutions for ramps that's going to work with the guys on some of that stuff out there. Be meeting with the contractor that's going to be doing the curbs. We're trying to get Maple Street ready for them to do their curb work on and get ready for paving. We got three guys that will be on one pickup starting next week again. As Tim said, seems like summer's here already. Old Settlers around the corner. Trash pickup coming up, so just preparing for that kind of stuff too. That's all I have at this time.
Questions? Kelly? I just wish we could get people to understand not to put the trash out already. I've seen some stuff again out on Van Buren and Whitley, I believe it is. I have a problem understanding that. I hate to have to bring something to council or board of works to, you know, make it a ordinance saying you can't put it out there until a week, you know, at least a week prior to the pickup. That, you know, if people keep abusing this, I think we're going to have to seriously look at it. It's just people need to refrain from putting that stuff out at least a week before. Please refrain doing that, because I know I for one helped pick that stuff up one time. It's already rained on it. It's just not a pleasant job to be going out picking stuff up after it's been rained on, especially couches and carpets and
mattresses.
You know, it's just not a fun thing to do. So please refrain from putting things out until, you know, at least a week prior to the pickup.
There was a lady called in today that was on Jeffrey Drive or Holden. When she came home, her yard's full of furniture and it's not hers. Somebody's dumped it all in her yard.
Where was this at?
I don't know if you come get it early.
Thinking about what else I'm ripping.
Yeah, right at the beginning of Jeffrey.
You'd have thought the neighbor would have noticed somebody dropping off furniture in front of
it. Yeah, remember that this is the city pickup, and we're not picking up for the county. And I think there are things in place that they are caught. Yelping. I'm sure we got something in place for that.
Yeah, they can. And we did have another call where they thought somebody, this neighbor was having their family bringing stuff over to the county. And I told them that all we can do is have the police kind of patrol. If they see it, then you can't do anything unless somebody catches them.
Right. I think some communities with the trash, I know they've talked about in the past, they have roll-offs in a certain place on that weekend, and
yeah. You
have to bring it to the roll-off. And they have, you know, people monitor that. You have to show the utility bill when you come through the gate. You know, I mean, that would eliminate that, but that's, you know, going a different direction than what we've ever did before.
I mean, I don't understand. It's a valuable program that we run. It's just that, again, if people start abusing it, then it becomes a problem. So understand and appreciate what you have. Terry?
Well, we installed some new batteries in the server rack out of the MSF. They went bad over last week, and we also installed a new computer at Angie Hildebrand's desk and hooked her up with a dual monitor system and added a camera system to her monitor, second monitor, so she can monitor who's coming in and filling up with water out there to MSF so they can make sure everybody's getting it, getting built. We're also working out there with their Manager Plus software. We had to upgrade it because their software wasn't supported anymore. So the company's now converting our database over into the new database, which we hope to get installed this week so they can continue to use that engine and mechanic use that to track our fleet. And also worked out there with Brad. We ran Cat 5 cabling out of the server room out into the electric side of the building and put up a router out there wireless so they could hook up the computer to laptop for that mapping program. We also ran the wire towards the street department. We just got the router in this week to hopefully get that installed too, so they'll be ready when that software shows up. That's all I have tonight.
Questions for Terry?
Marcia?
I have nothing.
Rosie?
Just two things. We'll meet tomorrow with the new trash haulers to go over everything and try and get a schedule set up so the mayor can get a letter out to everybody, citizens. And we'll let everybody know our flowers are out. They got them on Thursday. Very nice. That's all I got.
Nothing.
I already said my piece. I'm going to have to take the trash off the side of the road.
They both.
I got it. All right, of course. 20.
Yes, they did.
Oh, rats. 32 minutes.
Well, we start.
Oh, yeah.